Chapter 4. 11th of February, 2140. The new surplus is difficult. He thinks he's better than a surplus, thinks he's better than me, and he's not. He's quite stupid, actually, and he lies all the time. He's already been in solitary twice, and frankly, I think he should be kept down there. He doesn't know his place, and he thinks it's okay to whisper things during training sessions when it isn't at all. He said he wasn't Surplus Peter, that he was called Peter Tomlinson, like he was legal or something. And he told me my name was Anna Covey, and that he knows my parents. I mean, how stupid is that? Everyone knows that surpluses don't have more than one name, and that my parents are in prison where they belong. What, so he grew up in prison with them? Yeah, right. He's a troublemaker, just like I thought he'd be. And he's lying, just to get some attention, like Sheila did when she first arrived. It shows what happens when they don't catch surpluses early enough. Shows how lucky I am to have come to Grange Hall when I did. The way he walks, you'd really think he was legal. You'd think the world belongs to him, when the truth is he's got no right to be here, like the rest of us. There was another boy here once before who didn't fit in either. His name was Patrick, and when he arrived he cried all the time, even though he was virtually a middle and should have been more grown up than that. He was always in solitary or getting beaten, because when he wasn't crying he was arguing with the instructors, telling them that he wanted to go home, that his parents were going to find him, and that then Mrs. Pinsent would be sorry. I tried to talk some sense into him, but he refused to listen. Mrs. Pinsent says that sometimes surpluses find it hard to adjust and don't like to face facts. He thought he was better than the rest of us, Mrs. Pinsent said. He only stayed a few weeks, and then they took him away. Mrs. Pinsent said that he was going to a detention centre where they could deal with people like Patrick better, where he wouldn't interfere with our training. If Peter isn't careful, he'll end up going there too. Mrs. Pinsent said that they have to do hard labour all the time in a detention centre, and that the boys don't even get one blanket, even when it's really cold. It was for Pat.